first thing that you have to do after milking
is strain the milk.
And this is something that is kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. Like maybe if it's made out of apples, it has several layers of apples and dough.
Fruitcake?
But no. Did you ever hear of a apple slump or deep apple pie or apple cobbler? Or
yes, I've heard of that.
Of which one?
Apple cobblers and what did you say?
Did you hear apple slump?
No, not that.
Apple, deep apple pie?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Uh-huh. Do you ever make those?
No, I never have because they don't care for apple pie.
And say if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
Put away his food?
Okay. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Snack.
And say if you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make a sort of a sweet liquid that you could pour over pie, you'd call that a...
Pudding?
Okay. And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them just go ahead and...
Just go ahead and eat dinner?
Or they're standing up, you tell them to...
Just to sit?
Okay. So you'd say, so then he what down?
Sat down.
Okay. And you say nobody else was standing because everybody had what down?
Had sat down.
And if you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes have passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and...
Serve yourself?
Or another way of saying that, go ahead and what yourself?
Eat.
Or what yourself to the potatoes?
Serve yourself to the potatoes.
Okay. And, or using the word help, you'd say,
help,
did he?
Yeah.
He went ahead and what himself?
He went ahead and helped himself.
Okay. And then I asked him to pass him over to me since he had already...
Served himself? Or helped himself?
Okay. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Reheated.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
To chew.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
He couldn't swallow it.
And peas and beets and carrots and so forth, those would all be called...
Vegetables.
And where you would grow them would be
in the gardens.
Okay. Would you have a special name for them if you grew them yourself in your own garden?
Oh. No, I don't think so.
And did you ever hear of people making whiskey out in the woods illegally?
Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, a long time ago you used to hear about those things. But you don't anymore. Not around here anyhow.
Mm-hmm. What did they call it?
Bootlegging.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
No, I don't believe.
What about beer that people would make at home? Did you ever hear of anybody doing that?
No, not around here.
And say if something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell somebody just that.
Just smell?
Okay. And you'd say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
Pure?
Or this is
genuine?
And, you know, when sugar was sold, weighed to you out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold... It wasn't sold in packages, it was sold...
Sold in barrels?